Just a few halachot in the laws of Pesach. Tov la'asot b'yom bet shel Pesach tetzayin Nisan ezer tosefet b'shuda lezecher seudat Esther shebo b'yom nitle haman harasha. On the second day of Pesach, there is a connection to Purim, because it was on the second day of Pesach that Haman HaRasha was actually hung. And therefore the minhag is to have a little something extra in the Se'udah. Even though for us it's Se'udat Yom Tov. So I remember having a lavish Se'udah. But they add an extra dish. And they say this is Lechbod, the miracle of Purim, and Haman was hung. That's called Se'udat Esther, that they call it. That's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Tzaddi. מותר לקנות בכל המועד ירקות וכן יוסף בהם לצורך שבת אסרוחג כיוון שאי אפשר לו לקנות קודם המועד. במסלמול on כל המועד to buy vegetables even though you're buying it for after the holiday. Let's say you need it, let's say the Shabbat's going to come right away and you're not going to be able to buy right after, so you can buy on כל המועד. ועדין שמותר למשל במועד גם לצורך שבת זו. It's permissible also to cook on Chol HaMoed for the Shabbat, let's say. Let's say Shabbat is Esruhag. In the case where he's talking, well, let's say the holiday ends on Friday. Now Esruhag is Shabbat. So when are you going to buy the food for Shabbat? You have no choice but to buy it on Chol HaMoed. When are you going to cook? You can cook on Friday, which is Yom Tov, for the Shabbat with the Eruv Tavshini. But if you want to cook the food on Chol HaMoed, the Hadush is that there's no problem hachana on Chol HaMoed with cooking and shopping for after. V'im mosif ala tavshilin she'oseh b'vaday mutar she'el ala ribu b'shurim she'mutar b'moed. Mutar lebashel b'moed le'tzorech se'udat mitzvah she'achar ha'moed. Not only that, but if you have a se'udat mitzvah after Chol HaMoed that you want to prepare for, mutar. Im en efshurim lebashel achar ha'moed. Only if there's no way to do it after the Moed. But to cook on Chol HaMoed stam for after the Moed, if it's not a Sfuhag Shabbat and it's not a Seudat Mitzvah, one should refrain. So it needs to be only Tzorech HaMoed. But for after the Moed, it's going to be Asur. That lady, she's in the kitchen and she wants to prepare all different types of stuff. She's off on Chol HaMoed. She wants to cook some stuff, put them in the freezer, whatever it may be. So on Pesach, it's not so common, because anyway, you're not making Pesach stuff. But Sukkot, let's say she is in the kitchen, she wants to make 100 sambusa, 100 damaji, 100 kibbutz, put them in the freezer for a later date. Should not do it. Unless it's for the Shabbat, it's for Had, or the Tzorech Mitzvah. And if it's for Tzorech Mitzvah, the Poskim say they should eat a little of it just to benefit it on your Chol HaMoed. Mutar lenagen b'Chol HaMoed b'chli shir. Music is mutar, it's permissible to play instruments. Vegam mitakin nima oshtayim mutar. And if the strings broke from the violin or the banjo, whatever they're playing, it's permissible to fix the strings on Chol HaMoed as well.